Morning. What a beautiful fall day it is out there. Just absolutely gorgeous. Enjoy the weather while it lasts. We've got a few announcements here that I wanted to point out. This Wednesday will be our Bible study that we have at 1 o'clock. Starts at 1. You can bring refreshments if you want. Sometimes we do. And we sit around the table here outside my office, and I have handouts. So don't worry about it. It's not a book. It's a handout that from a program that I have. And we bring your Bibles. And we just go over that for usually from 1 till no later than 3, usually about 1, about 2:30 or so. You can leave anytime you want. You are all invited. Every other Wednesday, 1 o'clock, right outside my office. Monday night, tomorrow night, CCCC meets. That's that crazy Christmas club committee. And we met last Monday, and we came up with a lot of great ideas to celebrate Christmas. A lot of ideas that there's no way we're going to do, but it's fun talking about it. We came up with some ideas that we may have to work on, that we think we may like to do. So if you'd like to be a part of that, young or old alike, come on out and join us, and we'll talk about the things that we do at home for Christmas, in the community, at church, and we'll talk about being a kid again at Christmas. So you are welcome to join us tomorrow night at 6, and that's, again, right outside my office. Don't forget Tuesdays. Tuesday, trustees and finance committee meeting together, question and answer period, just getting to know each other better. And then there, Becky is going to make an announcement. Where are you at? Oh, there. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead and do it now. I'm good for that. Sorry.
Good morning, church. The reason I am here is our hayride is next week. Some of you may think this is only for kids. That is not true. If you are newborn, if you are 103, come to Kerber's for the hayride. The hay wagons are handicap accessible. We have ones that have hay. We have ones that don't have hay. So if you have an allergy, we have a safe place for you to be. I need to know today if you are thinking of coming. So the clipboard's going to come around. There's a sign-up sheet. In the bulletin on the calendar of events, I noticed that it says it's at 7. It's not. It's at 6. So please come at 6, because if you come at 7, it'll be over. Also, the $9 is due the day of the hayride. Please do not give me money prior. We just, that way, if you can't come, I don't have to go refund anybody any money. So, like I said, 6 o'clock at Kerber's Dairy. It is a lot of fun. It's a hayride. It's a single scoop ice cream if you guys get those from Kerber's. My husband's going like this. Yeah, it's like a huge thing of ice cream and a free small pumpkin for your $9. So it's a lot of fun, and I hope everybody comes. And I also found out, a little birdie told me, that someone's birthday is next Sunday. Yeah, that's the birdie. So there may be another little surprise cooked up for that too. So if you come next week, it's going to be a lot of fun. So when the clipboard comes around, please let me know. Thank you.
Yes, I told Bonnie that I signed us up for the hayride, much to her chagrin. But yeah, turn 63 next Sunday, and that would be just a lot of fun to just celebrate my birthday just by being together on the hayride. Well, bundle up. We'll see you there. Oh, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we give you thanks for today. We give you thanks for the sacred and holy ground upon which we're gathered. We give you thanks for love and laughter, for ministry opportunities, for challenges. We give you thanks for the peace that passes all understanding, even when the world is falling apart around us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we are here to praise your holy name, to lift high the name of Jesus. And so we pray that what we do here is pleasing to you, God, and life-changing to us. Fill us with love for one another, and fill us especially with love for you. We ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. As you make your way back to your pews, I too want to offer a warm welcome to all this morning, and especially any visitors. I look around, I'm not seeing any visitors, but do we have any visitors out there? If you are a visitor and you would like information about the church, please don't hesitate to reach out to Pastor Bruce, to me, to Diane, or frankly anyone sitting in your pew. We can get you information immediately from the ushers. There's a packet of information that hangs in the narthex immediately out the double doors. We are here to welcome you warmly. As you know, these are our moments of informality, and I'll take a few minutes to talk about the mission and ministry of the church. As a reminder, please sign the registration page that can be found in the red folder located in your pew. Please pass it to others and then bring it back to the center aisle. Also, in those red folders, you'll find 3x5 index cards. If you do have a prayer request or want to get information to the pastor, please use that card, and the ushers will bring it up to Pastor Bruce during worship. We're at the end of September, the last Sunday in September, so you all should know your September memory verse. It can be found on your front page of your bulletin, top center. Let's repeat that twice through. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We do have a few announcements. Pastor Bruce talked about most of them, but I'll highlight one or two. And Diane Runser also has an announcement.
The top sheet on the clipboard today is for the hayride. So hopefully, I'm going to start it on this side today, Peggy, because I understand last week it only got about halfway up. So we'll make sure we get everybody on that. Now, there's something new on here. As you may remember, couple of months ago, the witness committee passed a sheet around asking for cookie bakers. And at the time, we were planning on having some Saturdays now, making up dough ahead of time, and then having a social time to get together and, say, make sugar cookies one week, and the next week make molasses crinkles or whatever, a specialty kind of cookie. Well, time's gotten a little bit short, and so what we are asking is for cookie bakers to make a batch of your cookies at home and then bring it into the church by December 7th, which is a Friday. On the 8th, the committee will be packaging these up into cookie trays, and the 9th, they would be delivered to you. Now, the next sheet is very, very important. Besides the bakers, we need people who would like their Christmas cookies in an assortment and to buy some trays of Christmas cookies. They would be picked up on the 9th of December. The order deadline is November 25th, and there's a small tray and a large tray, and all that information is on the sheet. This is going to be help going into our church budget, so we hope that we will get both bakers and eaters. And I guess I should say that the day that you get the cookies, coincidentally, is the night that we have Irwin Mail Corps, so I'm going to be asking for cookies, just as a hint.
Thank you, Diane. Just a refresher reminder, any trustees and finance committee members, we are having an important meeting this Tuesday, October 2nd at 6:30. Please plan on attending. Also, mark your calendars. October is going to be a busy month, but one of my favorite Sundays is our outreach soup luncheon. So please mark your calendars. We will be having our soup luncheon. Right now, in the narthex, you'll find a poster board that you have opportunity to sign up to make a soup or a dessert, cake, or some other kind of goodie. If you do have any questions, please contact Anne. Looks like Diane has something else to say, maybe about soup luncheon?
We have a big need for people to get flowers for our altar in the next few months. The flowers, I believe, are $25. And as you can see today, they are gorgeous flowers. Everyone has had wonderful things. They are fresh. They last for a long time. You do not need to give flowers in memory of someone or in honor of someone. You can just do it for the glory of God. If there is a week that you would like to have flowers, take one of those papers that are in the pew and write a note, put your name and phone number and when you'd like to have it, and we'll make sure that Alice gets back to you for the dates. There are a lot of dates open, and we don't want to use artificial flowers. She said most of the people who have signed up have been from the first service, so we can't let the first service do better than this service. There are a lot of you out here too, so make sure you get some flowers in. Thanks. Sorry.
And just one final announcement. There is a notice for the United Methodist Women. They will be meeting next Monday, October 8th at 10 a.m., and there's some detailed information in there. It sounds like they're going to have a busy morning and ending with lunch. So any women out there, it's open for all ages. Please take note of that United Methodist Women announcement. And certainly there are a bunch of other announcements and activities going on in the life of the church. And as always, I do remind you to check your bulletin. And now I would ask that you turn your hearts and your minds to the Lord. We're going to begin our worship service. Thank you, Diane, for that lovely prelude. I would ask now that you stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us.
The rain of water would have
Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth.
We have escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers.
The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Please remain standing for hymn number 174 in your red hymnal.
Misha, five. Misha, me five. There you go. All right. Hey, who loves us? Jesus loves us bunches and bunches. Come on with me. I want you to tell me when I'm doing something good or when I'm doing something bad. Okay? Come on, come on. You got to follow me. So you can just say good or bad, okay? I really like that. Shreds. So that's an interesting style, and you pull it off so well. It looks very nice. Is that good or bad? Good. Good. Okay. I'm being nice here. Okay.
Is that good or bad? You're my buddy.
Fritz, where'd you get that tie at there, buddy?
I have no idea. People give them to me because I like trains.
Well, whenever you find out where you got that tie, never go back there again, okay? Is that good or bad? Bad. That wasn't very nice, was it? Okay, let's go back here. Let's see here. That's for you, Eric. What was that? Oh, it's one of them funny-looking nickels. Here you go. No, no. You keep that. That's yours. You can use that. Spend that on the wife. Is that good or bad? That's good. It's good. Yeah. That's good. Jerk. Is that good or bad? Bad, yeah, bad. You know, it's, and I can go round and round and you know, just do this all day, but everybody else was watching us. You were watching me. And when I said that to Ron, called him a jerk, which he knows I didn't mean, it was a bad thing, right? People were always watching us, wherever we go and whatever we're doing. They're always watching us to see if we're going to be Christians or not. It's important that we set a good example for other people. It's important that we do what Jesus did, because Jesus said, you'll do the things I did and even greater things. So we should always do the right thing. We should help people when they need help. We should say nice things to people. We should comfort them. We should tell them about Jesus. And we shouldn't call people jerks, no matter how mad they make us. We shouldn't make fun of people's clothes, no matter how funny they look, like in Fritz's case.
That's bad. That's even worse.
Okay. Let's huddle up. Put your hands up there on top. Ready? Thank you, Lord, for loving us even when we were bad. Help us to love everybody else so that they can see Jesus in us. We ask this in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, choir. The word of God this morning is from the New Testament, from the book of James, chapter 5, 13 through 20 are the verses, talking this morning about the prayer of faith. Hear these words from James. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is any cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick man, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Prayer of a righteous man has great power in its effects. Elijah was a man of like nature with ourselves, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth its fruit. My brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. This ends the reading of God's word. I now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, help us to realize what it is we're doing here with this offering, that this is the altar table, that you are the Lord God Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth, the author and sustainer of life, the giver of immortal gladness, and we're giving you an offering and saying that this is our best. God, forgive us. And we give unto you, Lord, these tithes and these offerings, and we pray that you would bless them and multiply them. Use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Be seated. Joys and concerns. Anybody have a joy they want to share? Today is our 46th wedding anniversary. Wow. Well, Mike, you look positively beaming and smiling from ear to ear. Deb, Deb's going, eh. Indoor plumbing. Thank you, Connie. Yes, Diane is a joy. We're really blessed. She plays both the organ and the piano. A need is for more people to go into the ministry. The organ has become, an antiquated instrument. Not as many people, hardly anybody anymore, learning to play the organ. And I believe people have gifts they're just not using. But other joys.
Answered prayer.
The weather. Yeah, gorgeous. For all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay, pick up your pen, your pencils. Write anywhere, scratch paper. Right on your bulletin, our homework. I want to pray for USA. And when we can make such a big deal out of the things we make such big deals out of, it's just, our country needs a lot of prayer. Pray for our church. We want to be much more than just a club. Pray for missionaries all over the world, especially those missionaries who are spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. The sooner they get their job done, the sooner we can all go home. Let's come against the opioid addiction epidemic in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to lift up David in Virginia. In our prayers, pray for Carol and Jane, for Hannah and family, the Patterline family. We want to pray for our sound system. We need some work done on our sound system. And on the back of your bulletin, you will find a whole list of names that require your attention. Lift them up before God during this week. Those affected by bad weather, victims of foul weather. Even 5 years ago, those people were still suffering the effects of those hurricanes down through Texas. People battling cancer.
Emma.
Michelle.
Jay.
The Carlo family. Okay. Let's pray for parents, especially when you're older, raising young ones. Yes, grandparents, raising children. Anybody else have a prayer concern? Unspoken, raise your hand. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. God, we believe. Help our unbelief. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for all of our many, many blessings. Forgive us when we take them for granted. And God, by faith, we lift up into the light and love of your presence our country and our country's leaders. We pray for healing in our land. We lift up to you our church, administration and management, the finances, outreach, and evangelism, worship, discipleship making, fellowship. We lift all up to you, God. We lift up to missionaries all over the world. Bless them and anoint them. We come against the opioid epidemic in the name of Jesus and rebuke it. We lift up to you, David and Virginia, and all those who are battling cancer. We lift up to you, Carol, and pray for your touch to be upon her. We pray for Jane and Hannah and her family, for the Patterline family, the DiCarlo family, for those who are parents, Lord, never seems to end, Lord, even when they're not living at home. We pray especially for older parents and grandparents. We lift up to you, Lord, our first responders and the names of those people on the backs of our bulletins, Lord. Meet all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We pray for JJ. We pray for victims of foul weather, for Emma and Michelle, for the spoken and unspoken requests today, Lord. We believe, help our unbelief. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. And the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. It is written. We thank you and praise you for all this. In Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand, if you are able, for the reading of the gospel according to Mark chapter 9, beginning with verse 38. Let us hear this word of the Lord. Teacher, said John, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly, I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worms that eat them do not die, and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves, and be at peace with each other. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Got something for you. That sign says, "Ask Judy, 10 cents, the doctor is in."
Judy! Judy, are you? Oh, there you are, Judy. Oh, just terrible. I'm just going to pieces. Oh, you gotta help me.
What is it?
Oh, just everything. I've lost control of everything. Help me.
Have you tried screaming on the top of your lungs?
Yes! Oh, yes. I scream a lot.
Have you tried blaming your husband?
Oh, yes. But he refuses to take responsibility.
They never do. Flaming all the cupboard doors?
Yeah, I got a lot of them in my kitchen. I even kicked the refrigerator.
Everyone does that. Have you tried praying?
What is that?
You know, getting down on your knees and asking God to help you kind of praying.
I can't do that. My knees. Oh.
Sitting or standing is just as effective.
Isn't there anything I can destroy?
Trust me, it's a lot less stressful.
To pray?
Jesus promised to be with us. He promised to hear our prayers. And by trusting in him, we know that it's our best interest in mind. And we don't have to worry because he's in control.
Well, I don't know. Isn't there something else I can do to, before I do that?
It's a lot easier.
Well, you know, I really have more fun blaming my husband.
You'll get over it.
This sounds like a last-ditch thing.
It usually is for most people, but what you gotta lose?
I don't know. My knees. I don't have to get on my knees. I guess I've used up everything else I could do. Maybe I could try it. Now I lay me down to sleep. Is that an appropriate prayer?
We all gotta start with the basics.
So there was a really bad storm. Came to this little town, and the rain just fell in buckets. Lightning flashed, the thunder roared, the winds howled, and it rained and it rained and it rained. And then the creeks started to rise, and then pretty soon the rivers overflowed their banks. And they became worried because, according to radar, this was going to go on for days. And so the mayor and the council decided to order an emergency alert, which turned into an evacuation notice as water began running down Main Street, washing cars away. And so the police went out and they went door to door throughout the community, making sure that everybody was gone and moved to higher ground. They got to one old-timer's house, and he was still home. And they said, "Come on, you got to leave. Floods are coming." He said, no. He says, "I've prayed. God will provide." So the police left. The rain continued to come down. The rivers continued to overflow their banks. The water came all the way up into his yard, and pretty soon it came into his first floor. So he went up the steps to the second story, and he went into the bedroom, sat down by the window, and the water crept up the steps. And pretty soon a boat came by, and the firemen were in it. And the firemen come over to the window, and they said, "Come on, get in the boat. We'll take you to safety." And the man said, no, I've prayed. God will provide." And the water continued to rise, and the man went up into the attic and out the window and onto the roof. And the water kept coming up, and he climbed up on the chimney. And he heard a whirring noise, and he looked up, and there was a Coast Guard helicopter, and they lowered a ladder, and they said, "Come on aboard, we'll take you to safety." And the man said, no, I've prayed, God will provide." So they left, and the waters swept him away, and he drowned. When he got to heaven, he went over to God, and he said, "God, I don't get it. I prayed and prayed and prayed, and you said you'd provide." And God says, "I did provide. I sent you police, I sent you firemen, I sent you a helicopter." God has provided for our safety right here in the Word. God has given us rules and regulations to live by for our own good. God has set boundaries here and here. In between, he says, make all the decisions you want, but don't go beyond these points. Here in Mark, in today's lectionary reading in Mark, it says that we're to set a good example for others to follow. So that we be careful that we don't cause them to stumble, especially anybody who believes in Jesus. The Bible says that if we cause somebody to stumble, to wander away from their faith, if we're the reason for that, then it would be better if we tied a millstone, big round stone with a hole in the middle, big round stone, we're better, tie it around your neck and throw yourself into the sea. You'd be better off than the punishment you'll get for causing somebody to walk away from their faith. Now, God is telling us for our own benefit so that we are careful about the examples that we set, so that we are careful
to do what it is that's pleasing to God, not to cause anybody to stumble. And he goes on to say here, beginning with verse 43, that if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. You know, better to be maimed than to go to hell. What is it with the hands? He doesn't literally mean to take a knife and cut our hands off, you know? Hey, it was pretty good, huh? Yeah. I didn't do that first service, so you got a little extra there. But hands are what we do things with. This is about getting involved doing things. It's how we do ministry, how we reach out to other people. But if what you're doing is wrong, if what you're doing leads you away from God, causes you to stumble in your faith, then cut it off. Your feet. It says next to feet. If your feet caused you to stumble, cut them off. Better to be a cripple and go to heaven. What do our feet do? Our feet take us places. We go to different places. And there are some places that we go that aren't very good for us. I'm not just talking about the bar or the strip club or the gambling joint. I'm talking about going to the football game or going shopping when you should be something going on that night and you're needed somewhere else. You should be maybe in church or you should be helping somebody else out. We need to cut our feet off to do the hard thing, to make the sacrifice and do what it is that God wants us to do instead of turning our back on God. Sometimes our feet carry us away from where we're supposed to be. So if our feet cause us to stumble, to wander away from God, cut them off. And I don't mean literally cut them off, but make the hard choices. If your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. Ugh, that's just gross. Pluck your eyeball out. But what is it we do with the eyes? We see. We read. We watch. The eyes are the window to the soul. We take in information through the eyes. And if you're reading and watching and taking in stuff that is not good for you, that is contrary to the Word of God, that is causing you to stumble in your faith, then you should do whatever it takes to cut that habit off, to quit that, to turn your back on that. We should only be taking into our lives those things that are good and pure and holy, that increase our faith so that we can set a good example for others to follow so that they don't stumble. Rules and regulations. God provides. God wants to take care of us. But Jesus said that the things that I have done, you will do. Jesus said in John 14, 15, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. And you hear me say that a lot. Is it easy? No. Jesus said, if you want to be my follower, you'll pick up your cross daily and you'll follow me. And on that cross, we nail all of our earthly desires, the lust of the flesh, the places that we'd like our feet to take us, the things that we'd like our hands to do, the things that we'd like to look at with our eyes, the things that are not good for us. We nail them to the cross, and we follow Jesus. And God is telling us that in his word because he loves us, because he set boundaries for us. And in James, which Tracy read, James chapter 5, it says, is anyone in trouble? Let them pray. Trouble comes in all kinds of shapes, sizes, and forms. Physical, mental, spiritual, financial, trouble with relationships, trouble at home, trouble with work, trouble at church. It could be any kind of thing. But if you're in trouble, don't just moan and groan about it, but pray, the Bible says here in James 5. Pray. Talk to God. Is any among you happy? then let them sing songs of praise. That's why we do joys and concerns, because we're happy, we give God the glory. We are praising the Lord. And it's important for the world to see us as Christians praising the Lord, giving God the glory for the things that we have. That encourages their faith. Is any among you sick, mentally, physically, or spiritually? Let them call upon the elders of the church, who will anoint them with oil and pray for them, and they will be healed. Confess your sins to one another. Pray for each other, and you will be forgiven. You know, we don't do that enough. Now, every month we have a healing service right down here. There's about 4 or 5 of us to get together, maybe 6, 7. And we sit here and we talk a little bit. I read some scriptures, give a little devotion, talk about that. We have some prayers. Then I go up here, and one at a time, people come down. We have communion, and then I anoint with oil. And then we make a prayer circle, and we're done. The only requirement is that you come expecting God to do something in your life. God expects that. Is any among you sick? Let them call upon the elders of the church, who will pray for them and anoint them with oil. God gives us rules and regulations because he loves us. Just like we do to our children, God loves us that way too. We're going to, come on down, guys. We're going to offer anointing today. For anybody that wants it, come on down. We'll have 2 anointing teams, and we will anoint you with the sign of the cross. In the name of Jesus, name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Because we believe in the power of Almighty God, because we believe in the authority of God's Word, because we believe that we've got problems, we believe that people are sick mentally, physically, and spiritually, we believe that there's room for improvement for all of us. This is the Word of God for the children of God. That's right, thanks be to God. Do you believe in the authority of God's word? If you do, say amen. 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 Then come and be anointed. God loves you, and so do I. All you need to do is voluntarily get up and come on down anytime you want. We'll take care of the rest. And sing. Thank you. lots of stuff going on this week. So please make plans to get involved. Think about the ways that you have caused other people to stumble at home, at work, at school, maybe in the community. Have you been Christ to them? Think of the things that you do, that you struggle with, that cause you to stumble. Ask God for help. And believe in the Word of God. Believe that when the Bible says in Isaiah 53 that the chastisement of your peace is upon Jesus and by his stripes you are healed, it's true. Sometimes it's a journey and it doesn't happen overnight or on the moment, but you just hang tight and fight the good fight of faith. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world, it is written. And God loves you so very much. So do I. Dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us. Fill us all with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ. Anoint us with your Spirit, Lord, that as we leave this place, no matter where we go and what we do, we will walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.